There's a state program that pretty much everyone loves. Advocates, Republicans, Democrats, law and order types, everyone. It's called Redeploy Illinois. It takes serious or repeat juvenile offenders who would otherwise be headed to prison and gives them therapy, mentoring, drug counseling, a case manager, possibly even round-the-clock supervision. Now, that sounds pretty expensive, and it is, about $6,000 a year per kid. But that's compared to $110,000 to send that same kid to prison. The idea here is you invest in these troubled kids, address their underlying problems, and save money in the long run. And you can put figures on it. Last year, Redeploy saved the state about $30 million and kept almost 500 kids out of prison. One of the kids it helped was Philip Grasifa. Grasifa works at the fast food joint Beefaroo in Rockford, where he lives with his girlfriend, Shelby.
I work all the stations that make the food and prepare the food.
I'm telling you about this for three reasons. First, it's a cool name for a restaurant, and I wanted to say it. Beefaroo. Second, I was supposed to interview Philip and his mom, Cynthia Grasifa, at the same time, but he had to work, so I caught up with him on the phone. Third, and most importantly, it is a big deal. Philip has a job, and he says he owes it all to Redeploy. You see, a couple years ago, Philip was on a bad path.
Once my dad passed away, like, everything changed. I had to switch schools. I couldn't go to private school anymore. Everything really started going downhill for me.
He didn't grieve at all. It was very odd because they were extremely close.
This is Philip's mom, Cynthia Grasifa.
He was pretty much out of control. I couldn't handle him anymore. He was just doing whatever he wanted to do and coming home when he felt like it, running with the wrong crowd.
And he started getting arrested. He got caught breaking into a school, then shoplifting at the mall, and then the trouble started getting more serious.
Real pretty girl at school stole her dad's car out of the driveway and wanted Philip to drive it, and he didn't have a license, and of course he hit a car and he ran.
His last arrest was for selling his ADHD medication at school. Philip was headed either to a youth prison or a boot camp out of state, but Redeploy gave him a last chance to stay home. Cynthia Grasifa has had to work full-time since her husband died. She says the Redeploy case manager and other staffers gave her son support she just couldn't provide.
He had somebody to take him where he needed to go, make sure that he was doing his schoolwork. They were able to talk to him, and he listened to them. He didn't always want to listen to me. You know, that's the way it is. They're mean to the ones that they love.
Now Philip has a job, a girlfriend, and he's about to earn his GED.
I'm very proud of him. He's just totally, I've got my son back. He's totally turned around. And I pretty much credit that to Redeploy.
In October, the Redeploy program in Rockford, the one that helped Philip, shut down. And this universally beloved program is disappearing across the state. Without a state budget, the organizations that provide that round-the-clock care aren't getting paid. Winnebago is one of 23 counties forced to either stop accepting new kids or close their Redeploy programs altogether because Illinois doesn't have a budget. That's more than half of the participating programs, and there are even more teetering on the brink. John Johnson runs juvenile probation for Winnebago County.
The ending of the program kind of was like someone else walking away from that family and those kids. So that was my biggest concern is, you know, what's going to happen to these minors and their families when someone else kind of just walks out the door.
Have you had kids who ended up going to an IDJJ youth prison instead of Redeploy because of this?
We have, and we currently have, minors who are currently in our detention center who, without having the Redeploy program, the only other option would be the Illinois Department of Juvenile Justice. So there have been few that have been sent, and there probably will be more.
Johnson says this isn't just a matter of a good program being put on hold. They won't be able to just flip the switch if the funding is restored.
My concern is, the length of time, because we've already lost staff. So it's almost like restarting the program all over again.
I asked Cynthia Grasifa if she thinks state politicians realize that this budget fight they're having means kids like her son Philip are getting locked up instead of getting help that could really turn things around. They can't realize it, she says, or they wouldn't be doing this. I'm Patrick Smith.